2018, I'm walking around the floor. I see a bunch of college students, some from Brigham Young University, BYU. Shout out to Steve Young. And they've got a game called Beatboxers. And I'm here with one of the developers of Beatboxers. Her name is Sarah. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. So, Beatboxers, tell me about it. What's going on here?
Okay, so it is a rhythm-based fighter. And the whole idea is like, so your characters, they're musical characters. And you got to win over the crowd. You play on this big stage, and you have the crowd cheering in the background. You have this giant speaker. It's just all very musical.
Right.
But there's a lot of fighter games with music elements, but we wanted to take that a step further and actually incorporate rhythm and beat into that. And so when you hit on beat, right, your attacks are stronger. You're going to win over the crowd faster, and that's how you win. And so by doing that, it also dissuades from button mashing. And right, so the players are forced to think a little bit more about the attacks they're going to use. Now, we don't really have a complicated fight system. It's a rock, paper, scissors mechanic. So we have attack, block, and then we have a dash in there and a grab.
Right.
So it's pretty simple. We have about four buttons that you can hit so that you can keep track of the beat and you're doing your attacks and stuff.
So you gotta hit people on the beat, like your mama used to do when she gave you a whooping. But it's really dope. And I really like the art style. It's very, very sophisticated for what essentially is a student project. How were you able to accomplish such a wonderful looking aesthetic?
So we actually had an incredible, super talented art director. Her name is Vanessa. And she's so talented. So she was very involved. I was actually another artist who worked on it. But she had a very clear idea of the game, and she set those guidelines and really helped us find our game. And we really wanted to focus on, we didn't want to just make a game that looked like every other game. We wanted it to be unique. We wanted to build a world that these characters exist in. And so we spent a lot of time concepting these characters and the world and like really getting the feel for Beatboxers.
Nice. Yeah. So, it looks like a finished product. Is this a product that you're going to make available for consumers?
Usually, we will most likely be putting this on Steam sometime this summer.
Okay.
We're not sure yet after E3, but that's what we have done with our games in the past that we've developed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so if people wanted to know more about Beatboxers or wanted to know more about creating games at BYU, where can they go and check that kind of stuff out?
So actually with Beatboxers, we don't really have a formal website or anything for it, unfortunately. I guess to know more about it, we'd just keep an eye out for it on Steam. And to know about making games at BYU, if you want to come to BYU, we're a university. We have a lot of different majors, and so the video game project is just anybody who wants to come together and can contribute can work on the game.
All right. Well, I mean, clearly, if you want to go into game design, if Beatboxers is any indication, BYU is definitely one of the places that you want to do that. Because this game looks phenomenal from a bunch of students. You guys aren't supposed to be this good this early.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah, this is great. I'm really excited to see what the finished product could probably wind up turning out to be. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of E3.
Yeah.
And I look for big things from all of you. You guys have set the bar pretty high for yourselves. You have to hurdle over that bar. So thanks so much, Sarah, for all your time. Really best of luck with beatboxes and everything else that you guys do in the future. This is Cicero Holmes. Stick around. We'll have a lot more coming from E3 for you guys. But until then, we say peace.